This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Back on a Thursday, Patreon has us not giving a shit.
We don't care anymore. We're working for ourselves. We're our own gosh dang bosses.
I'm thinking of selling out, actually.
You already have.
So I'll get a tattoo of a brand as branded company as a brand.
Branded content. You do have a Tide tattoo on your face.
Yeah, but I want it to be branded. So
that,
like,
is branded.
It's a
you have a Duracell tattoo on your ass.
Brand that they sort of stick
on.
Oh,
a brand brand.
Yeah, I want branded.
You want more
branded
than you want
content.
More than ink. You want raised skin. You want a scar.
A scart for art. And a branded brand that says Nike will fart.
A mark, a mission, a brand, a scarf. Dashboard Confessional's new album.
A scart. That's right. Scar art.
A skirt.
Nice.
So
what is this? This is a teaser of the bonus Thursday Patreon.
And that's where
episode.
We hop on your feed and tease each other. Amir, hey, Four Eyes, you look like a buck-toothed chipmunk.
No. A teaser is just it's a little taste of what they can get.
I was just being silly.
Like a trailer.
I was just being silly. I thought we would do like a bit.
Chipmunk Four Eyes is what you said.
Yeah,
you were so quick. You knew that you were going to say that regardless of what happened.
It was a silly joke.
It wasn't a silly joke.
Okay.
It wasn't a silly joke because it was at my expense.
It can be a silly joke at your expense. Yeah, stop talking over me.
So what?
You don't know what I'm saying.
Everyone laughs at me and then you are the hero of the story.
It's a gentle ribbing of you and you rib me back and we go back and forth and we say things that are silly about each other and it's teasing and it's fun. Don't you fucking dare.
You're getting
because you made it real.
You're getting a mole checked, and I really think you're gonna get skin cancer.
Oh,
if you don't, like,
oh my god,
you fucking Four Eyes.
Mine was just like a casual dig about your appearance,
sorry,
like an exaggerated feature of yours. And you like talk about like a really deep seated. Fear. You like want me to have cancer. I'm going to a doctor
removed.
And you're
no, I was gonna say that you're
that's
Four Eyes
fucked up.
Or you're not dirty blonde,
so fucked up
or something. I don't know.
What's that, even making fun of me, but you have brown hair.
Let me say that again because
no.
I feel like I went too far.
No, we're not releasing this anymore. We're not releasing this.
You have a little above average size feet. Like, what are you, an 11 and a half?
I'm an 11, so average.
Sorry, I feel like I went too far.
You did go too far.
But you got...
Then everything else you've been saying is just like vague, like...
Things about you not necessarily
that aren't even right.
Things.
Like you called me blonde and then corrected to say that it
dirty
was sort of
blonde.
A dirty blonde. And then you said I had large feet and amended it to say they were pretty average.
Size, but not average. The way it smells is funny. You smell funny.
That's sort of like a good way to make fun of
you.
You say I have smelly feet.
You are going to the dermatologist this week.
This is,
because
I can't believe we're back here.
Because there are a few asymmetrical issues.
I have a raised mole, and it's nothing. And you're like stoking fear.
I just don't want you to sleep very well tonight.
Now I have to go to bed like wondering.
Wondering, why. And then
I'll be waiting on pins and needles for the results.
Yeah, and also you smell. When you fart, it smells like... I guess like a fart, which is fine because it's
it's because it is a fart.
Yeah, I'm trying to like think about like I feel like
you have a wispy pube beard. That's like something.
So that's a good middle ground. I went to like deep fear, real fear, and then the other side is like me, like trying to like
fucked up. And then you were like trying to like smooth it over by just like making an observation, which
it
didn't serve your purpose at all, because I feel like the mundane observation only heightened what you had said before, because it was so fucked up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let me try it again. Ready?
Don't try it again, because you like botched it so bad that we like can't even use any of the stuff that we recorded. like seriously, don't release what we've made so far.
You want to start like from
we'll
the
start.
Top.
I don't want to start fresh right now, because I feel like I need some time away from you for a bit.
Oh my God.
So I don't even know if we should do. Because you wanted to do like a Patreon.
Yeah, like a little shout out to a new video.
So why don't we just try to talk about the Patreon for a little bit, and then like we'll record an intro to this later.
Okay.
You just do it on your own, because I honestly don't really feel like being around you.
I think the Patreon's going well. People are really digging it more than it surpassed our wildest dreams. We have nearly 4,000 patrons at this point. We're getting close to releasing the speech that I gave at your wedding. That's going to happen at the 5,000 patron mark. People are commenting very positively about the content. It's insightful, hopefully, and you guys are finding it entertaining.
One thing that I'm excited about with the Patreon is we haven't recorded a Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir since we launched. Like, we recorded all these before we launched.
Yeah.
And when we record the next batch next month, it'll be like with people telling us which videos to watch, and we'll be reinvigorating that series with people already on the Patreon. We're not like launching it in a vacuum anymore.
And I'm already itching to start some more stuff. The two shows that we have now are going well, but I'm already interested into like what is a bonus podcast we can start. What's like a 5 to 10 video series we can launch?
Yeah. So actually, if you're listening to this and maybe you don't subscribe to the Patreon yet, mm-hmm. hop on Reddit, hop on Twitter, DM me on Instagram, mm-hmm. but just let us know what podcast we could start that gets you there, or if you've got an idea.
Yeah, because we were talking about like, should it just be a vague thing where we're chatting, not necessarily answering questions, just catching up about our day, or is that too vague?
Yeah.
Should it be something hyper specific, like us interviewing each other or learning about a specific topic? Would that be of interest to you? Would it be like us interviewing a friend? Would it be us calling fans? What gets your goat?
And what gets ours too? Because if we're going to start a second podcast.
I know for a fact your family has gotten together and talked about you behind your back, Jake.
Really?
I know that they've borderline
like good stuff?
No.
That's fine. I love that they would get together and just like
about a series of medical and personality issues you have.
Right.
Ranging from instability to your lack of reliability.
My family's so dumb and redundant. Redundant.
They had a vote to see if they should kick you out of your own family.
And who came out?
It ended
on
up
which
being
side?
6-1. And for whatever reason, there's an old Hurwitz family rule that it has to be unanimous. And it's getting very, very close.
Who is the lone wolf that voted to keep me in? I owe that person a pie.
It was your father.
Really?
The same father that you've been.
I really rail against him often.
Yeah. So the fact that he came to save, you're a little bit crying, right?
Shout out to Daddy Hurwitz. It was his birthday last week. I never met such an old pumpkin before.
So you're still.
And that's pretty neat.
You're still digging into him.
To be a gourd, to be an old gourd.
He is my
cool.
lord. what's another podcast idea that we were debating or you were thinking?
We had talked about the follow-up pup.
Yeah.
Podcast where it's sort of like an extension of If I Were You, where we basically solicit people who have followed our advice, and we like may even actually call them and talk about what happened.
Yeah, like a follow-up pup interview show.
Yeah. And that's kind of cool, because people on Patreon could be like, I've always wondered what happened to this person.
Oh, that's good.
We could like use Game Boy terms, find their email, follow up with them, ask if they'd be willing to come on the show and talk to us.
We need to do another live stream for the middle tier as well.
Yeah.
We owe them a monthly live stream. Almost at the end of the first month.
The other podcast idea that I just had is, I remember when I talked about doing a soccer podcast.
Yeah.
There was like a lot of people that DM'd me on Instagram and told me that we should do it.
A soccer podcast.
Yeah. So if you and I just made a commitment to start watching soccer and talk about it.
Interesting. It's so niche.
It is so niche, but I don't know. There's a lot of people out there, even if you're not into soccer, maybe you've like been thinking about it because it is, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, but
and my brother told me that like there's games in the, which league is the one that Manchester United is in?
English Premier League.
Yeah, he was saying that like the English Premier League, they like play on the weekends. You just like watch it just like football.
Right. It's like on Saturday night over there. So it's like Saturday morning here.
Yeah, which is great. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Watch that instead of college football. And then we talk about it that next week.
Even though we don't know that much, we're just like watching and talking about how we know
stuff. It would be helpful if we like could talk to a real soccer hooligan.
Yeah.
Or, but I mean, we could also just like, just be novices at it and see like, what happens.
And we can basically try anything for like a limited run. We can do like five episodes of the follow-up podcast. We could do five episodes of the soccer podcast.
Podcast.
Patreon just gives us a platform to try things out.
I do have a good name for the soccer podcast.
Okay.
Wannabe Hooligans.
Wannabe Hooligans.
Yeah. Because that's, cool. That's like a hooligan is a soccer fan, right?
Well, that's what episode one could be about.
Great. Episode one where we just learn the songs.
Yeah, or the
That's
rules.
My favorite part about soccer is having...
The chants.
Yeah, the chants and the songs. What other... Like, do no American... sport has that, right?
Yeah, like baseball sometimes has like the which is kind of like an offensive Native American chant.
And I like that one. It's fun to do.
And the Red Sox have Sweet Caroline.
But that's just like a fucking song.
Yeah. But aren't most of them just songs?
I don't know, like chants, like are you like, I think this is episode one of that podcast.
Chants.
We learn all of the chants. I'll choose my team based on the coolest chant for sure.
That's cool. By any chance, do you have any chance?
And that's the end of this teaser episode, because you really ruined the mood with that joke more so than the cancer thing.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, let's get into a sample of the video, If I Were You, that's online right now on our Patreon.
With Riley Ansbaugh.
That's right. Riley joined us to try to dispense some wisdom. You can listen to it, the whole episode, on the Patreon podcast feed, or you can watch the darn thing. On patreon.com/JA.
Boom.
Here it is. All right, ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Enough fucking around. Welcome to the shit zone. We're going to answer your awesomest questions, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
But do you have what it takes? Do you got it, Riley?
I didn't know this is what I was getting into.
Yeah. Lock the door.
Oh, my God.
Lock the door. No, I can't keep that energy up, actually.
Yeah, that's really... That's
you brought it from like a 15 to a 5 so fast.
Actually, that took a lot out of me.
Mm-hmm. Are you done? Quickly.
Do you need to lie down?
Should we play the outro song?
No, I might just need to... Fuck. It's like...
Did you just get a cold?
Yeah, because like when I yell, my immune system is like high alert, then it just...
Ryland Ansbaugh.
Holy my birth shit. Name.
Is that your full name?
Ryland Ansbaugh?
Ryland Ansbaugh.
Riley is short for Ryland.
That's really cool.
Put
and Ansbaugh
books.
Is long for your middle name, Anne.
Spa.
And then your last name, Spa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly right.
What's your middle name?
I have two.
Nice. So do I.
Oh, what are yours?
I'll tell you if you tell me.
We get started, or you guys are fucking gabbing.
You're still here.
Sorry, we're just friendly.
Having
Riley
fun.
And I are friends.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, but like the whole like let's fucking talk about it.
Yeah,
it's cool to like
fun.
Be. It's cool to like actually experience being friends with
it's fucking
your boss.
Desperate. It's fucking desperate.
For who?
I know your middle name. It's a waste of opportunity.
Waste of opportunity.
For you?
Yeah, because we're very limited in terms of digital content. Like, what the fuck's the point?
I think you might be really...
Wow.
You might be really stupid.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
What's my name you think is a waste of digital...
Content.
An opportunity?
Cost. Yeah. So what's your fucking middle name, Marie?
Do you
That's
know
mine.
My middle name?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Nice.
That's the first of two.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the second one? Fucking Osman?
No.
What?
Jude. Close.
Marie Jude.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Marie Jude Anspa. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Jacob Penn Cooper Hurwitz.
Wow. And Amir?
Jude, actually.
Yeah.
Juden.
No, we all know your middle name.
It's Shmuel, but it's that's Yiddish for Jude.
Yeah.
Riley, just so you know, this is a video special Patreon-only exclusive episode of our podcast. We're recording this there. There's a hidden camera there.
Oh,
two more over here.
You have a GoPro in your urethra filming into your body.
And I'm taking a selfie. There's a little camera on this, so it's...
Let's cut to the GoPro cam. Just utter black.
There's one more inside me. Yeah.
And there it's it is.
My stomach hurts, but it is in there.
Looks short good, circuit. Though.
Yeah, it's dark and it's hot down there, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still, at the end of the day, this is an advice show. We still need to answer some questions, so why don't we get right to it?
Yeah, because the opportunity in digital content.
We're really
wasting
it.
You want to fucking talk about your birthdays now?
August 5th.
Yeah. June 3rd.
Nice. Summer
nice.
Baby.
Yay.
Love
that. I never got celebrations in school because my birthday was in the summer. You're rolling your eyes
gives
so far.
A shit.
Ask a question then.
I don't have any. I
then
deleted
our job
them.
Is done.
You're like so hell-bent on creating good online digital content, but you're just screaming at us. You're just being mean. You're
Do you guys care about my middle name? Do you give a
we
shit about my
you
middle name?
Really? You said it was Jude.
I was,
you tried
true.
To steal Riley's middle name.
I thought it would be a conversation starter.
It was a conversation ender.
Fair.
We started the conversation. You said, let's move on. This is a waste.
Yeah, this entire time you've just been trying to... hijack a conversation and bring it to an abrupt end before it's even run its course.
Daniel Day-Lewis writes.
Holy shit.
I can't believe you wrote it in.
One of my best buds who is currently unemployed has been aggressively looking for a job for a few months now. He's 31 years old, has a bachelor's degree, and is more than qualified for many of these jobs. He keeps getting turned down for these jobs, and he's starting to feel discouraged about the whole process. I feel for him. But I think I know why he keeps getting rejected. His teeth are disgusting. I'm talking black tar from cigarettes, visible plaque, just overall awful teeth. Were it not for his nice clothes and haircut, he'd look like a freaking homeless dude. I normally overlook his atrocious maw, but because he's my bud, I worry about potential employers aren't as forgiving. I mean, who wants to hire someone who looks like a meth addict? So my question to you fellers is, should I say something?
And Riley.
Yeah.
Riley's here, too.
Sorry, he didn't know that.
Daniel. Just easy.
Yeah.
Fellers.
No, it's okay. I get it a lot. It's fine.
It
just
pisses me off,
Riley. Don't make a big thing of it.
It shouldn't piss you off more than it pisses Riley off.
It's like, fine.
Seems like she doesn't want to.
It's rude. It's crude. Yeah. And honestly, dudes.
Yeah.
Guys.
Right.
Okay, well, dudes right here.
You just made a point to be, like, inclusive of me being here as a woman.
And now you're saying dudes as guys. And now you're crying.
Just like,
stop. Now you're crying so quickly.
You're making it a big thing.
To sad. And now, okay, now you're what? What is this one?
Why are you more sad than I am?
You're dumbed by it. You're dumbed by it.
It made me dumb.
Yeah.
It made me simple.
Yeah. You're simple.
He's a bit touched.
I became a simpleton when I...
Oh, no.
You are. Okay, should I say something as his friend? And if so, how do I bring it up? I can't just say, hey man, your teeth are fucked up. Hope you're having a great day. Please help a brother out.
That's not bad. Your teeth are fucked up. Hope you're having
if
a great day.
If he ends with, hope you're having a great day, that's fine.
You could give any awful criticism you want as long as you say, hope you're having a great day.
So
you're a nasty little idiot, and you have bad skin and a weird nose, and you're poor. Hope you're having a great day.
Okay, that's funny.
Like,
all
that's
right.
Great.
I'm having a sour day because of the thing you said. It was good before that.
Yeah, but now we're talking about the day.
Yeah, you're small, you're meek, and you're very close-minded.
You're talking to him.
Talking to you.
What the fuck?
You're an absolute bigot. And no one likes being around you, but hope you're having a great day, brother.
Well, thanks, girl.
Of course.
I am having a nice day. I love the autumn.
It is February 9th.
Really?
Yeah.
Come out slow.
Riley, I'm sorry to hear that. Riley, you have great teeth. What's your oral hygiene history? Were you a braces? Were you a retainer? Were you an expander?
Oh.
Or are they veneers?
That's fine, too.
Pulls them all out.
So sharp.
Or is it like, oh, I've never had any of that stuff. I'm just naturally perfectly aligned, which I hate.
Yeah.
What is it?
Do you want me to answer?
I want you to answer truthfully. I just hope it aligns with my
worldview. You're getting sicker as you continue to speak.
She never had braces, bud.
No, I did. When I was younger, I had buck gap teeth.
Bucked gap.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How can they be? They're out far and
They were out far and wide.
Would love to see a photo.
Oh, there's so many. It was great. Like, you could drive a double-decker bus through those boys.
I love that. The Dave Letterman style.
It was truly like that.
Oh, my God.
And
Letterman teeth.
Letterman teeth on, like, 8-year-old Riley.
Can orthodontists sort of shape it in any way they want, or is braces made specifically to straighten your teeth?
You could get, like, apex braces.
Yeah, so I want, like, braces that give me a separation, or I want teeth that are aligned like a triangle, or maybe I can have a
That
every
would be really
teeth.
Cool. Like, that's, like, the next thing that Christian Bale is gonna do, like, like a real like method actor, yeah, like maybe a Daniel Day-Lewis.
I lost 80 pounds and also I made my teeth crooked for the role.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure that
it took
can happen.
3 years, totally. But I ruined my bite for a fucking movie
for 4 months of my life
because my character, when he bites into a sandwich, can't really get a clean break on the lettuce. You know what I mean? I want a guy
your
that
teeth
can
aren't sharp.
Yeah, I want
a character.
Blunt my teeth.
It's a character
and soft
thing you want?
The edges.
How do you tell your friend if they have shitty teeth?
What are you trying to say?
How do you tell somebody?
Yeah,
how do
it's
you
the
give
question.
Somebody
don't get
news?
Defensive.
How do you give somebody news like this?
I don't know if you do. I don't know if it's your right. I don't know if it's your role. I don't know if these job offers are actually being ruined by the teeth situation.
Really?
I don't even know if that's legal.
Did you feel like this? Did you feel like he feels?
What?
In
which
what,
is?
What do you mean?
I feel like he's wrong across the board. I think that this is totally within the friend's bounds, and I think this is probably why the guy's not getting the job.
Hmm.
I think if the friend asks point blank, like, why do you think I'm not getting these jobs, then I think maybe. I think lead by example. If the guys are having a sleepover, let's say.
Yeah.
Let's floss.
The friend would be like, look at this Crest, like, optic white I'm using. Do you want some?
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Like, and show
no,
you, like,
I'm
look
good.
At
me. I'm going to brush my teeth with this Snickers bar. Why can't I get a job?
You put in your retainer and I'll put in this thing that makes cola on my teeth for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, or maybe we could try flossing with a water pick.
I put an Oreo on the top and a Twix on the bottom, and I smash my face into mud, and that's how I sleep. And can I have a job?
What if you
and can
dared
I marry
him?
Your fucking daughter?
What if you dared him? Like, what if you're like, I bet you can't do this. Like, because guys love a challenge, I feel like. You're like, I dare you to brush your teeth twice, if not thrice,
Whoa,
daily.
Whoa, a
but
double doggy dare.
It's beyond brushing.
Yeah,
it's so beyond brushing.
Brushing and flossing.
He needs
and
veneers.
Water pick.
He needs veneers. He needs veneers.
I just learned about veneers and how prevalent they are. A lot of actors and actresses just have fake teeth on their teeth.
Toddlers and tiaras, the children on that do that as well.
For baby teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Baby teeth veneers.
Baby teeth veneers.
That should be illegal.
You ever seen a baby that's like super hot except for his smile?
Easy.
What?
I'm serious. Just like
except for just, his smile.
What are you
a toddler that's
about?
Sexy. No. Like a 10 no. in every regard.
Obviously not.
Except the kid just has sort of a
crooked smile, like a
shit-eating grin.
Yeah.
And you're like
and he's
hey,
two.
Listen.
And he's two.
Listen, young baby, you're old
a
again.
A 6 months old.
You would be a fucking piece of ass.
It's like imprinting in Twilight when the wolf falls in love with the baby on sight.
Jesus, that's in Twilight?
Yes.
I've never. That's so fucked up.
It's called imprinting.
Say that again. What happens in Twilight?
The wolf. The werewolf falls in love with the baby of the vampire on sight.
This is, like, the most fucked up joke I've ever made on the podcast is just the point of a multi-million dollar franchise.
That it's like, at sight, it's like, no, I'm not going to fuck the baby. It's like, no, I'm going to love you like a brother. And then once you're of age, then we're going to get married.
Is this?
Oh, that's sort of like the point in The Time Traveler's Wife,
yeah.
too. Where, like,
yes.
this guy's, like, a 34-year-old.
It's fucked
and he, like,
up.
Time travels back, and he, like, meets his wife as she's, like, 5. And he, like, knows her whole life. And then, like, at a certain point, when she's, like, 18, it's like, now we're ready. Like, you're going to lose your
Yeah, it's
today.
Fucked as hell. But your joke was also pretty bad.
Anyway, I think you say, look, bud, I think that you're... that your teeth are messed up and I want to help you fix it. And the reason I think it's worth having this hard conversation is because this will drastically improve his life. It's not just the job. He's going to have like more self-confidence. He's going to be able to like date people. He's going to be, I think it's going to be such a boon to him mm-hmm. as a person.
A Brett boon?
Yeah.
Or an Aaron
it'll
Boone.
It'll be more of an Aaron Boone in that regard.
A Megan Batoon.
It will amazing. Be a Megan Batoon and an Aaron Boone. I think it will be a walk-off homer in Game 7 of the 2003 ALCS.
But do you think
Aaron Boone's time to shine?
Do you think he doesn't know that his teeth are bad, that this is an eye-opening conversation you have to
he
have
might,
with him?
He might know. He might have an inkling. He might be like, I have bad
he
teeth.
He has to
He probably
know.
Knows, but he probably doesn't know that like other people are noticing it. You know, sometimes when you're like, oh, I've got this zit, and like, but you know what? I probably notice it more than other people. Mm-hmm. Or I've, like, you're one thing that you're insecure about. You're like, I can imagine that I focus on it more so than others.
Yeah, but this, you want to be like, no, everybody knows it. Yeah. That's why you can't get a job.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to confirm his worst fears. I do.
Well, I also think, like, if someone has bad teeth, or, like, the thought process might be, okay, it's bad, but it's not as bad as other people, so that's why they don't notice it. And maybe it's like, you know, if someone's a smoker, it's like showing someone a photo of like a black lung. Like, show him
bad
teeth, but it's actually his teeth. And like, show a photo and be like, look at how
bad your teeth were.
Bad
your like
teeth
this.
Is. You're holding a mirror.
Yeah.
Imagine if your teeth look like this.
Full mirror.
I'm hideous. All right, so we got one vote for Tullum, one vote for Not, and then Riley.
Show, don't tell.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, next question is a 20-year-old college student. That's it for now.
That's all you get, you coy little divas.
And if you want the whole darn shebang, as well as every episode of Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir so far, and other episodes of If I Were You.
And all the episodes
video,
to come.
It's patreon.com/JA. Get in there. We're going to check out the comments, try to get in there and start a discussion, try to treat it like more of a message board. So get in there, let us know what you think, and we'll probably reply to you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.